everyone, welcome to the voice of Dr. Yan, and I'm your host, Dr. Limeng Yan. In this episode, my regular guest, Dr. Hu, will join us. And as many of you may remember, Dr. Hu is another Chinese national born in China like me, and he's a biomedical scientist, has been in the United States for over 10 years, and also he is one of the co-author of the three Yan reports on COVID-19 origin. So he can share a lot of insights based on the mainland grown-up Chinese thinking style and culture, let you understand better about CCP and also a lot of things ongoing with China's background. So in this episode, we have a very interesting topic, which actually just happened in this week, middle of this week, because federal grand jury indicted on Wednesday that Chinese national Lin Weiding, aka Liang Ding, charging him with 4 counts of theft of trade secrets in connection with an alleged plan to steal sensitive trade secrets and other confidential information from Google's network to his personal account while secretly affiliating himself with China-based companies in the artificial intelligence industry. So I have read this DOJ released the press statement. And on March 6th, this guy was announced by DOJ that he got arrested one day before, and he's 38 years old. He's a Chinese national and also the resident of Newark, California. He started to work in Google since May 2019. And we have found his LinkedIn yesterday. And interestingly, I mean, yesterday means the day DOJ released the statement. However, just now when we record this audio, one day after that, we can't see his LinkedIn at all because it's already pulled out by someone else. Luckily, we have saved some information from this guy's LinkedIn, so we can know he graduated from China University, which is Military Civil Fusion now, Dalian Technology University, and also he came to the United States to study as a master for electronic engineering since 2010 and until 2012. After that, he worked in different companies related to data engineering, which include some many local companies, but has Chinese management or the Chinese owner background. Finally, he came into Google to work as a software engineer lead in Google since 2019 until this January. And he can, according to his LinkedIn, he said he can obtain Google Wise he has obtained Google Wise top awards, and also he has worked in the 10,000 card this area, which is the top secret AI department even in Google. So what has he done is there are a lot of detail in his court document and also the DOJ press statement. So briefly, Ding secretly affiliated himself with 2 China-based technology companies, and he applied to a China-based startup incubation program and traveled to Beijing to present his company at an investor conference on November 24, 2023. As set forth in the indictment, a document related to Ding's startup company stated, "We have experience with Google's 10,000 card computational power platform. We just need to replicate and upgrade it, and then further develop a computational power platform suited to China's national conditions." And if convicted, Ding faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and up to $250,000 fine for each count, means total million for 1 million for 4 counts if it convicted. And also the Congress has noticed this case, and they have also posted it on the on social media. So then Ding clearly, what he has done posed not only the intelligence property safety to harm American industries, but also because of the sensitivity of the technology he can obtain and he worked on that posed the potential national security risks against the United States. So, Dr. Hu, you have also read through the cases. So before we have further detailed discussion about this case, could you briefly let people know what's the most interesting or important point in this case for your opinion? And what's your general idea, initial idea when you see this case?
Hello, everyone. So the first, I would like to introduce and add some details into the what Dr. Yan just mentioned. The first thing first is I would like to introduce the background of that student. He actually graduated from Dalian University of Technology. And you may want to know what kind of that university it is. I would like to let you know that that university is a very famous military and super fusion strategy university. And it is very unfamiliar to most of the people. However, I would like to know there is an 8 university. It looks like it's a silver institution, but actually that universe, those 8 university was controlled and was what they call the co-established or co-host by a national defense institution. The name of that institution is called, let me pull that out. Okay, the name of that is called the State Administration of Science, Technology and the Industry for National Defense. This is an administration just for the national defense technology, and that university, Dalian University of Technology, is a deep correlation, deep collaboration with this administration. So this is the background. Okay. So the when he graduated from there, he paid a lot of money to get into the USC, University of the South Carolina, California. So many people are familiar with that university because they are very good at the computer science, and he actually pay a lot to get in there for master science. So he's not a top researcher. He only graduated from the master science, and that is also another point was listed out by the one for AI expert is a Luders, the host, is called Satoshi. That Mr. Satoshi mentioned that the, according to their AI expert estimation, Ding, the Ding at such experience is very hard to directly get into the Google, because Google only recruited the top student or the from the top university with the top experience. But his experience apparently is not enough to get into such a top department in the Google. So what is most look like is there is someone inside of Google is helping him to recruit. Getting recruited into the Google. So actually this is possible because if you have experience on the recruit, so that we know that the currently some industry job is not only controlled by the HR. So there are some of those, their engineer or some senior scientist, principal scientist will join the recruitment process. So they will recommend some of their friends or someone they know and get them involved directly. If they can pass the HR test, they can get into the company. So in that case, as long as there are some people who are familiar with him and want to get him into the Google, he can introduce a lot of people So just imagine if there's someone who is actually collaborating with CCP, want to introduce a lot of the Ling Wei Ding, this kind of the spy getting to the Google or the Facebook or the big industry, you name it. They actually just need to control one or two people who have that recruit power, so they can bring dozens of the people get into there. For those people, I would like you to know, they may be not a special agent as you thought, like a Soviet Union style special agent, because Dr. Yan once introduced a paper talking about the difference between the Soviet Union and the CCP style special agent. For the Soviet Union, if they want to get some signs from a beach, they're going to drive a submarine and then get the special force into the beach to carry a lot of tons of the sands back to the submarine. But if you like the CCP to do that, they're gonna rent a silver a ship and carry a ship of the silver person, and they're gonna pretend to be a tourist getting to the beach, and everyone just get a handful of the sands into their pocket and bring back to that silver ship. So you don't even notice, and they actually will get much more than the Soviet Union Special Force can get, because they will have a lot of people infiltrated and getting there. And they won't attract your attention because they all like silver. Nothing military looks like they get involved, but actually they have achieved their goal. So I think this is pretty much like that. So this student Ling Wei Ding, he actually download 500 files. What about those files is about is how to coordinate 10,000 GPU or TPU working together to help AI to calculate. So this is a very fancy system. You need this system to manage the computational power to support the AI to make decision and do calculation. So if the China would like to invest in this, he really needs this system a lot.
So Dr. Wu, little by little, let our audience know more details, because you have told them quite a lot of information, and I need to summarize your what you talk about before we move to the next step to introduce more about this case. So briefly, I think Dr. Hu has telling people that this kind of espionage behavior conducted by this defendant Ding is very common among the Chinese people who are finally convinced by China government, brainwashed by China government, and believe that they are doing something benefit China, and they're like the hero, and they also are looking for the lot of potential benefits from communist China and also CCP. And these are a special type of espionage or spies compared to the very professional KGB or KGRU, that kind of Soviet Union spies, because China is talking about people's war. And the people's war means these people don't need to be very elite, very professional, but as long as you have enough people working on that, China always has a big chance to grab your secret, your intelligence properties, and whatever they want. So they don't really require the high quality of this kind of espionage activities. Instead, China focuses more on the quantity. So they could have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 people work together for China government. And just if 1% of them can bring some very important knowledge, information, technology for China, that's also a big amount of achievement. So this is China's thinking. And this kind of activity actually could reduce the cost and also difficult for the target country, target government to find out these kind of massive but secret activities. So DING is, according to what described in the court files, DING is most likely one of such not very professional, but willingly to assist China government to get Google's top secret to exchange the benefits, this kind of espionage. So let's say there is some more description about his behavior in Google. I just read it, one cited. So the folks, so DING began, becomes the Google's this kind of top secret team's explorer, software engineer in 2019. And he signed the confidential agreement with Google. The focus of DING's work was the software platform deployed in Google's network of supercomputing data centers. So DING's job responsibilities include development of software that allowed GPUs to function efficiently for machine learning, AI applications, or other purposes required by Google or Google Cloud clients. Due to DING's responsibility, he was authorized to access Google confidential information related to Google's supercomputing data centers, include the hardware infrastructure, the software platform, and the AI models and applications they supported. Without informing Google, DING affiliated with China-based companies in the AI industry while transferring Google's trade secret and other confidential information. And DING began uploading Google confidential information from Google's network into a personal Google Cloud account on May 21, 2022, and a continued uploads until May 2, 2023. So that means in 1 year, he uploaded a lot of things. So in total, DING uploaded more than 500 unique files containing Google confidential information, including the trade secret alleged in counts in counts one through four. And DING exfiltrated these files by copying data from the Google source files into the Apple Notes application on his Google issued MacBook laptop. DING then converted the Apple Notes into PDF files and uploaded them from the Google network into his own account. This method helped DING evade immediate detection. And beginning on or about June 13, 2022, less than 1 month after DING's unauthorized and secret upload activities started, DING received several emails from the CEO of Beijing Rongshu Lianzhi Technology Company. So Rongshu is an early stage technology company based in China. The emails indicated that the CEO offered DING the position of Chief Technology Officer, CTO, with a monthly salary about $15,000 in June 2022, plus an annual bonus and a company stock. And Rongshu's business objectives include the development of acceleration software designed for machine learning on GPU chips. Rongshu touted its development of AI federated learning platforms, which were systems for training AI models using decentralized data source for greater data privacy. And DING traveled to China on October 2022, remained there until March 2023, while he can get 4 months, 5 months leave from Google. And beginning in about December 2022, while in China, DING participated in investor meeting to raise capital for Rongshu, and Rongshu's CEO potential investors inform the potential investors during April 2023 meeting that Dean is a CTO of the company, and Dean never informed Google about his affiliation with Zhongshu. So this is just the one of the company he worked secretly in China. And later we will talk about another startup he want to be the CEO and raising money, raising capitals based in China. So we can say that Dean was very busy for over 1 year since May 2022. So he busy with loading the things to his personal account and deliver it to China. He's busy with the business collaboration as CTO with Zhongshu. And he also go back, talk, meet with investors to help develop this company. I want to say the CTO for him should be the chief theft of officer. And so we have found the Zhongshu Zhilin's website. So to my surprise, although that company is just established since 2019, when we checked the company's website, it shows that this company is really a potential very big, large company in this AI environment, in the AI business industry. So it's basically aiming the trusted environment-based privacy, preserving computing. And also, it works with the collaborator, include a lot of very top CCP-owned and military-related group and business and institution, and also even China's banking and government system. So this shows the importance and the potential significance of this company. And also, Dean is appointed as their CTO since 2022. That means what Dean can bring to this company from Google is very important for CCP to develop the AI and also this kind of privacy analyze and security industry. So we have another 5 minutes before we finish this section. Dr. Hu, would you tell people what do you think based on what we just talked about?
Yes, I think what you talk about that company, as you can see, the established that company is like a packet that he using that package, and it's empty packet. What the only function of that empty packet is to bring in that AI expert from the US to fill in that packet to make it full. So like I recently posted the video in the Twitter, in the X, about the Chinese AI Institute director said, he thinks it's very simple to catch up with the US to narrow the gap between the AI technology between the US and China. The only thing we need to do is bring those AI experts, Chinese AI experts, who currently working on the US back to China. And because 1/3 or 1/4 of that top AI expert are actually Chinese, according to what he said. And he said if we can bring them all back, we can immediately catch up. So this is I think it's ridiculous to even think about that, but he just basically speak that out in the television, in the let everybody know his strategy or the CCP strategy. This is use other people's effort. He used the U.S. long-term development to benefit himself. I think this is shameless. Speak out. And then another thing is, I think that in the next part we would like to discuss is about whether this is a single case, this is an individual case, or there is a more may also happen in the Google. Because one thing we may not talk about yet is someone is helping Ding to stole those in file from the Google. He's helping him to make the Google feel he's actually still working Google while he's actually in PRC, in helping CCP establishing the company. Someone inside of Google is helping him. And this is also reviewed in the court file. It just didn't get that name reviewed. And we would like to know this is kind of the pattern to show there are more things, more investigation should be carried on. And then we should be more cautious to do not let the technology to be stolen. Yes.
Yes, so Dr. Hu, we know that Dean has been invited to be CTO and he worked very hard to fulfill the requirement from that company by delivering the secrets from Google. So could you, just using one or two words, let our people know that why Dean would have such strong motives to break the law in the United States and risk so big, take such high risk in the United States, but just work for as a CTO for a China company, which just provide supposedly lower salary than he can receive from Google, because they provide around $15,000 per month US dollar. And as we know that usually this level of engineer in Google, they should have double kind of salary. So can you use one or two sentence to let people have an idea why he would do it for lower salary?
I think that if one word can explain this is that they are brainwashed. They believe that what Xi Jinping said, the East is rising and the West, like the US, is corrupting, is collapsing. So they are believing that. They are trying to betting the CCP's PRC. So they try to put the technology, transfer the technology, it likes to invest the future of the CCP. They betting there. That's why they receive less money, but they still would like to do that because they are putting bet, they are placing bet on that.
I agree with you actually. And let's have a short rest. And after that, we will talk more about this case, and also based on what you just tell our people that this is about brainwashing. Actually, I will provide our audience more details based on our exclusive sources from Central CCP recently that Xi Jinping is conducting. Xi Jinping has launched, and the CCP and PRA is conducting a top secret talent program. Aiming the overseas Chinese, is called Salmon Plan. Okay, let's see, have a short rest and go back to continue aid.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on americaoutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, americaoutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created heart and vascular health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Voice of Dr. Ye, and in this episode, my regular guest, Dr. Hu, and I are going to talk about the recent case of a Chinese national, Ding Lingwei, who was arrested in the middle of this week and for stealing the Google's a lot of top secrets related to AI, machine learning, and other very advanced technologies. And also, according to the court files, he worked secretly with at least two China-based industries using the secrets and technologies he stole from Google to get benefits. So we are going through the court files based on our own research and our knowledge about this kind of cases, this kind of people, to let you know more about most information behind this case. So let's say we have talked about that how he steal his secrets for over 1 year secretly for company based in Beijing, Rongshu Zhilian, because he was appointed as CTO for that company. And I want to talk a little bit more about this company, because clearly this company has a lot of investors put a lot of money, because their website look very professional, and they're talking about they're working on the privacy computing, and also their core team has over composed of the experts and professional staff who have over 15 years practical experience in chips, digital technology, and financial technology. So they have their own patents, they have their own computing software systems, they have their own AI learning, machine learning platform. They involved into a lot of products, including the some platforms, some computers, some chip PUU and technology. And also they have shown their patent, their award on their website. They have engaged into the, they call digital financial and health and medical and health, also government service, also the connecting the communication, and also even the electronic power, all these areas in China. And if you check their website, they're very proud of the work they are going, they're focusing on. They believe that they will be one of the very big industry in the future, in the soon future in China. So Dr. Hu, you also see the website of Rongshu Zhilian. What's your impression when you see this introduction from this company, their content? So do you think this is just a civil company that spent 4 to 5 years to develop, and because of their own efforts, they have achieved so much, or you have some other understanding.
So usually, if you are pure silver companies, what are you gonna? You have to have some core technology, or first you have to have a patent, and this patent have to be enforceable and be fully legal status to be investable. And that kind of the technologies, that even for that one, they can only invest you a very small amount of money and go into round A, round B, and several rounds before they go into such a big one. But this one is totally different. As you see, as you just introduced, this one, when they established, it looks as a giant company. Why is, I think this is very interesting, because it looks like they are building a big package, and then start to attract those established technology to get in there. So they don't want to develop anything, and they don't expect you to come here and develop the new technology or to complete that technology. This seems like they want you to bring something who has been proved to be successful and directly apply here. So that's why when Ding Lingwei gave a presentation for his own company, he mentioned that, you guys have to believe I can make it happen, because I already did it in where? In Google. And it has been proved work. And because my experience in Google, I'm the only 10 people in the world can did this. So he basically tell everyone, I copy and will upgrade that directly from Google into the Chinese national system. So this is basically telling their investor, I'm going to steal in technology. And that's why the people will build such a system for him, because there are no risk, zero risk, because this system has been proved working efficiently in Google. So you know why they can do this, because they are stealing technology, approved work efficiently technology from the Google, and then to carry on into the China, pretend to a new company. And I think that is why you see such a bizarre phenomenon. Yeah.
Yeah, and also we see that Ding has also, he once has his own startup. He's not only satisfied with being the CTO with $15,000 per month salary plus some bonus from Rongshu Zhilian Company. So since 2023, he started to organize and try to get money from investors for his own company, which is called Zhisuan Keji. And he also want to apply the money for this Zhisuan startup from a China-based startup incubation program called Miracle Plus. And according to the court file, he secretly went back to China and tried to present his all these programs into the people, into the investor. And also he has signed the agreement on in November 2023 to work with work in the Miracle Plus, this program, to with the affiliated company in exchange for the investment capital for his own Zhisuan industry. And he didn't expose these things to Google at all. And instead, even when Google, in December 2023, when Google company detected some of Ding's activity for using their his personal Google Drive account to save the secrets, Ding denied it. And he said, I have searched my personal possessions, including all devices, accounts, and documents in my custody or control for any non-public information originating from my job at Google, I have permanently deleted and or destroyed all copies of such information. As a result, I no longer have access to such information outside the scope of my employment. So clearly, he lied to Google. And he, meanwhile, he has already booked a one-way ticket from Silicon Valley to Beijing, which assumed to depart on January 7th this year. So at the end of 2023, he sent an email to his manager resigning from Google and assumed his last day would be January 5th. He also, during that period, Google, officially leaving Google, Google learned that Ding has presented as the CEO of his own startup, Zhisun, at the Miracle Plus Investor Conference in Beijing in November 2023. Google then suspended Ding's network access and remotely locked his Google laptop. Google searched Ding's network activity history and discovered Ding's unauthorized uploads from May 2022 through May 2023. So all these things, I mean, there are a lot of details, but altogether, if you read through the court file, you will realize that Ding is very greedy and he's very bored, and he knows his behavior is violating the law of Google and the law in the United States and the regulation in Google, but he still insist and also keep working for China, for his business in China to steal this secret. So why could he be so bored? Why doesn't he feel scared of the punishment for violating the law? For my opinion, I would say that China, as Dr. Hu just introduced, really know how to brainwash these people, because these people, in CCP's eyes, they are the talent. So this talent, they could get access to the high technology, top secret, confidential information from US and of course the other countries. And China need it. So China has a lot of numerous programs targeting this talent. And as I just read, this Miracle Plus this program is just one of this kind of talent program. All of this talent program or investment, they get some money from China government, get money from military, and then they aim to encourage the people, the talent, who have this kind of special expertise or access to the secrets, to attract them, bring their knowledge, bring the secrets, steal them from their working place, from the foreign government, from the foreign countries. And there are so many layers of the supportive policies from the very local government in China to central government. What kind of award you can get is up to how much secret you can bring back for China and how important this secret for China through your espionage activities. So these people, once they are attracted by the so many talent programs, they really believe they are the talents. And they really believe that China will give them a very bright future and they could become the next generation of Chinese Zuckerberg or Chinese Elon Musk, or their company will become Chinese Amazon, Chinese Apple. And every day, people around them will talk about that. And when they read the information from WeChat, from TikTok, from other China-related media, they will see so many these kind of contents. Actually, these are all the propaganda for China government aiming to brainwash such talent. And also, as I said, based on our information from the top CCP, the central CCP government, our source told us, for all these kind of talent investment related espionage activities, China, Xi Jinping now has a new, ongoing secret project controlling all of these things. The name is Salmon Plan. So you won't see Salmon Plan's name anywhere because this is too secret. Only the very few people in CCP know this. And why salmon? Because we know that when salmon lays eggs, it go back to the shallow water, and then after that, after the spawning of species of the Pacific and Atlantic salmon die, and also their life cycle start over again with a new generation of hatchling. This kind of swim back again stream to super to upper reaches of river to spawn, this is a character of salmon's lifestyle. So China want these people become like salmon. You lay your eggs when you go back to China. And also Xi Jinping believes that talent and also how to let talent go back, you have to use the culture to attract them. This kind of culture is what we always talk about, part of the CCP's patriotic culture and red education. And they use this kind of nationalism propaganda to convince those people, China is your motherland, you should contribute to China, you should help China to develop. Yeah, and also, especially after the COVID pandemic, since China released the virus to destroy the economy all over the world, in CCP's propaganda, it also focused on, see, the pandemic is the beginning for the rising of East, that means China, and the falling of the West, especially the United States. So these people, they're living in a kind of cage-style environment brainwashed by CCP in various ways, and also the money attracts them. People around them will say, oh, go back. You see, our friend who you know that he came back earlier, brings the secrets from US, and now he become a big entrepreneur, and also he's very rich now. He has good connection with his government. So these kind of stories also attract that people become salmon, swim, run back to China. And even though they are not professional trained as agents, they will do their best to steal the secret. They don't mind US or other government may catch them because they believe what they heard from China that, oh, your motherland will protect you. You take some risk, but we have the national power behind you. You should go back. If anything happened to you, we have very strong attorney teams, like in the United States. We will sue US government for anti-Asian, and then we can protect you. So this is a series of the protocols. These people, once they fall into this kind of salmon traps, China could manipulate them by tightly controlling their mind. This is very evil, this is very sophisticated, and this is very pathetic for these criminals, because meanwhile, they are also the victim of CCP's nationalism, fascism, this kind of national strategy and ideology. So, Dr. Hu, it's your turn. What do you want let our people to know?
So the, as a technology worker in the working in the U.S., I think many of the other people definitely share the same experience like me. The in your working email, you will still receive the some recruitment, the advertisement directly from the China tech company or the universities. As some of them university have a direct relation with the military. And even like the I reported to the my administration officer, but what they can do is very limited because your email is online, so the really can be easily identified and targeted. Those emails are mostly written in the Chinese character. I think U.S. administration officer, they are very hard to filter those emails. And the second is, if you like most of the Chinese workers, they are immensely work with the, they use the intensely user of the TikTok or the WeChat. And if they didn't have a deep relationship with their surrounding community, but they isolate themselves into the low, TikTok community, you will be easily brainwashed. Why? Because they're gonna keep pushing you, like the how dirty the New York is, like the how sucks of the U.S. is, how corrupt those U.S. elite it is, and this keep pushing you this kind of the TikTok the shots, and in the WeChat every the videos that you're gonna be video shots you're gonna see is like that, and at the same time they keep pushing you the video shots like the how well those the infrastructure of the China is recently built, and the how even that everybody are, and the how well those people get treated. So then you will, you know, that within 1 minute your brain haven't started to judge that. They already pushed those information to your brain, and you gradually accept that. And when you open your WeChat, all your friends in the WeChat group is pushing, oh, you know that guy has been back to the China, what kind of the university, and now he's a professor, he's get a lot of the world, and he's how well something like that. When you read those kind of emails, and you're gonna, it's keep luring you to do those bad things. So that's why I call that it's brainwashed. I think that China have only, CCP have only one technology, is to brainwash people and the luring, and get all those technology stealing from the US directly to their company. And those companies don't have their own stuff. They are basically the empty company waiting your technology to be back and let their company run. When you lost money, they earn. That's it. So I think that this is how everything is going. And if you go back to that court file, you will know actually Google is very generous. Even Google have detected he is doing something. Google still choose to trust it and let him know, yeah, that's you'd better delete it and keep working here. Everything will be fine. But what happened is he lied to Google. And after he lied, he immediately booked the 1 week ticket, as Dr. Yan just mentioned, and immediately sent the letter. I mean, it's not immediate. It's 8 days later, or sent a letter to Google. Yeah, I lied. I want to resign. But luckily, he didn't successfully fled back to the China. He was caught by the FBI. But I'm not sure how many of the file has been transferred to the corresponding China company. But I think that the people have to realize he did all this thing is purposely. And he definitely is not the only one, because he has a helper, as I just mentioned in the first part, that the helper helped him to swipe the car in Google, to make Google think he is still working here while he is flying back. He was flying back in China and to the investor, meeting with the investor. So there's more than, I think there's definitely more than one people is preparing doing this kind of thing. As I said, he's not the only one. He's not unique. He's just one of the many has been brainwashed. It's just because the China part find him, and his one was target. But when he get caught, those people will target other people. And those people are also brainwashed and ready to be targeted. So this is the real problem. And that's why I think TikTok should be somehow disconnect with the CCP. Those ties should be cut. And then how to push the video, this calculation, this formula should be managed by the American people himself. I think that this is the safest way to cut this kind of tie and to help those Chinese people can really reside into the American community and really be assimilated by the community and contribute to this community. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Hu. Yeah, so actually there are a lot of things can be exposed from this case, and this is not the only case happened in Silicon Valley or in AI industry which connected to CCP's secret talent recruiting program and secret theft project. So as I said, this is people's war, and the salmon's in salmon plan in CCP's eyes, they are just people. So once this guy didn't get arrested, maybe CCP would help him to hire some attorney, because if this case they could win, then later for the other CCP espionage, they will be more confident, more boldly to steal the secret in from the United States. And thank you, Dr. Hu, and thank you, our audience, for listening to this episode, The Voice of Dr. Yan, every Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be on air through a Mark Out Loud radio network, as well as iHeartRadio. And also, you can listen to it from various apps like Pandora, Google Podcasts, and Spotify after the live stream. Thank you.